All right, everyone, and we're back for the first potty for the BTTW League in forever. What we'll do tonight is just a quick round preview after Thursday night's games. And to help me out here, I have Stars. How are you, buddy?
Walker, how are you? Good to be back after the big draft day last weekend.
That's it. So big draft.
Yeah, big draft day. Great. Thank you to Mocha for hosting. Absolute cracker. And I'm ready to get into round one.
Round one. Yes. Good. Stars. Guess what, mate?
What's up?
It's round two. Oh. So you want a quick recap of round one?
Two. I have all my first round.
What are we in? Shit.
What's all my first round draft pick?
Round three? Well, that was round three. Fuck me. We're just flying along here. We've gone fire here.
I have my draft picks, don't I?
Hey, you still got draft picks?
Yeah, I've got my draft picks. That's okay.
Yep, all good. Fuck. It's flying along. We've done two rounds. It was a big draft day. Long draft day. I think we're still recovering. Fucking three rounds in, aren't we? Hey, we're just starting. So, big days. So, that's, like I said, big day. Let's have a look now, and we'll go through to the first game, and it's the reigning champion, Disposables, against Team A. Team Awesome. So, do you want to have a look through the reigning premier's back with me?
Well, he can't. It's his to lose, really, isn't it? He's swagged in with the win last year against me. He's swagged in as commish. And his team looks strong. I mean, when you've got the balls to play Liam Stocker defense, like, he knows something.
You're laughing at the rest of the competition, aren't you?
Yeah, he's in first place, as he should be. So a little bit down tonight with the Connor McKenna 59. But let's face it, there's going to be a few worse scores this round. I mean, when you're contending, Ruben Jimby in your first round, he's been great. He's been fantastic. So the fence is looking solid with Sinclair and Dawson as the pillars. The midfield with Brayshaw, Green, Parker, Ed Kerno, still on the list.
I didn't even know he was still playing.
Yeah, Rowan Marshall as the rock in the ruck. And then the forward line of the Rosie, Graham, Zach Butters, Ainsworth, Liam Baker. A bit of a tease there, little Baker, the candlestick maker, but it's a very handy forward line. And I can see, normally at the start of the season, green dots is what you see on the benches, but this year seems to be a bit off, doesn't it?
It does seem to be a little bit off.
I have had no bench options, but he's got quite a few, 1, 2, 3, 4 green ticks there to give him a bit of loop options, a bit of emergency happening. Yeah, looking strong.
So the only downside is Taron Thomas, who's going to end up in jail soon, and a Lipinski injury. Everything else is just coming up.
Have you been offered Lipinski yet?
Only four times so far. Okay. So, yeah.
Just the four.
Yep, just the four.
I think I'm less than you, but so the
rest I reckon if I give up liver for him, that would be good, wouldn't it?
For him, yes.
Yes. For Lipinski, that would be awesome. That'd be a good deal.
I would like to note out the little the ruck stash of Todd Goldstein. RFA pick. Terry's gone down. Jump on the Goldie and don't trade him and just hold him there.
I know.
I love it.
Just developing a little bit of a mean streak, isn't he, eh? Just a bit of arrogance, flouting it in front of the rest of the
team. Why not? Why not?
So, yes, very interesting. Very interesting. And we'll go over to Team Awesome side. And the long hold of James Sicily is finally paying off for Team A. An average of 108. So, yeah, really good 1 week. Really not so good the next week. Might get a bit of that with Sick Dog this year.
What's the ball going to be in defence for Hawthorn?
That's it. Well, it's got to stay in defence. It can't go through the goals. That's the thing. If it just goes through the goals all the time, you're in a bit of trouble.
It's all right. Not anymore. They got Scrimshaw back.
That's it. So Doherty, Weller is back from injury. Old man Hearn and DBJ. So pretty solid defensive line there, I reckon.
That's quite good. I wouldn't mind that as defense.
So, yeah, it's a good defense. In the midfield, LDU. This is where things get a little bit skinny here for Team A. LDU and George Hewitt, nice players. Josh Dacos has got off to a flyer. He's averaging 94 for the start of the year. Luke Shuey, he plays for the Eagles, so, you know, that's
he's
not so good.
He's been fantastic.
Okay.
Amon, he can start in the park.
He can start in the park. Well, that'll be a big step up. And then Durham and Caldwell to finish. So, interesting little pickups there late. Yeah.
Gets probably a bit just short there. Yeah. Jack Steele out is a big
blow. Big out for 4 to 6 weeks. So, yeah, disappointing.
Knowing Jack Steele, we'll be back in a week. Just put a plate in there and we should be right.
Depends if Geelong are doing the injury list or it's actually a proper injury list.
To be decided.
Yeah. So, he's got Proust sitting in the... Unless he's made a miraculous comeback I haven't heard about.
He's picked up Segler for free. So Pony went the troll and then dropped him for no reason. So he's been able to get Segler in. So if Reece Townley's out, he can go Segler or go Bailey Williams.
Okay, so we're stashed about 17 on the bench again, like a old school Merker or Lammy.
No one trades for rocks, mate.
That's it. All right, so forward line of Mitch Owens, Jade Gresham, Darcy McPherson, Wonderboy Horn Francis, and Taylor Walker. What do we think of that?
Yeah.
It's a bit.
The Hornets. What do we think of the Hornet?
I reckon he might end up being a better super coach player than he does fantasy player. And, I mean, it kind of looked good, that clip run around him last week where he just stopped running after the guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Corns effect means that he's going to have the spotlight on him for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's his second year. Give him a break. He'll be good.
So, I wonder if he takes all his ice baths over at Port.
Yeah, well, that's it.
So, interesting. All right. So, what do we reckon, a Bailey Williams or a Segler? What are we giving them, about a 50 or a 60?
Williams is not an AFL player, and after the first week, I wouldn't have minded if he never played for West Coast again.
Basically, the projections have disposables edging ahead by about 30 or 40 points, but we all know that the projections don't mean anything to a man like disposables. You'll probably just romp it in.
I have a vested interest that Team Awesome doesn't win. Sorry, TA.
Why is that again?
I don't remember.
That a secret trade deal made at about 11 o'clock on draft night?
Wankers.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, I think disposables for me. What about yourself?
Yeah, disposables. You can't lose this year.
Right, fair enough. All right. So, we move on to the next game. DT87 versus Vipers.
So, the second team to basically blow up their list. Who was the first Hawker?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So he's gone the big blow-up in the off-season. He's massed a few draft picks, and he's gone the rebuild. So, you know, old strategy. Let's see how he goes. And so far, two losses.
Hasn't started well. So, some interesting picks on draft day. Have I got the draft team here? Hang on a minute. It's interesting picks. I would have thought we would have gone a bit younger to get some of the better talent.
I didn't mind. I didn't mind his picks, to be fair. So defense, John Noble was hot property on the Whispers. Hear there's a few. You know, he's asking for a high price, which is fair enough. He's averaging 91 as a 25, 26-year-old defender. Apart from that, Clark, Sard, Smith, Houston, they're all decent players. They're going to get you a nice 70, 80 average.
Yeah. So, yeah, very interesting. And moving to the midfield.
This is where it gets a little bit thin.
Ugly, yes.
So, Hunter was a good draft pickup. I rate that. Max Holmes was a, I think, a first round or second rounder. I like that as a long term option.
He picked him up in the first pick 11, I believe that was.
Yep. I'll write that for rebuilding time. Yep. Rebuilding team, Wanganeen Malira. I do like that pick. Well, Brody, Duisma, Sam Berry, who's been absolutely shocking at the start, and Jared Berry. It's a rebuilding midfield. So hopefully a few of them come good.
So, yeah, interesting.
It lacks. That's what happens when you trade out the likes of a Neil. And Guthrie. Look, that Guthrie's been great, but.
Yes.
Definitely hurt.
So, yeah, so Neil and a Guthrie is, yeah, quite. Yeah, the top, the cream of the crop's just gone, isn't it?
It is. And it does, yeah. So it does hamper your scoring. But give it a few years and we'll see. Was that the right way to go about it?
That's it.
Rux, Lloyd Meek, do we say any more about that?
No. Well, I think he'd be hoping that Reeves gets subbed out in the first quarter again. Or
was Reeves named?
He was named, yes.
All right.
So, yeah. So that's probably going to be, yeah, probably needs Reeves to fall over his shoelace or something.
The forward line, Jeremy Cameron is the one player of value. So if you're after a forward, knock on TA's door. I think he is willing to sell, but you're going to pay a price for probably one of the better players in the AFL right now.
Yes. So a bit surprised he's playing this week, actually. There's a bit of a rumour going around he was going to miss a couple of weeks.
The baby rumours too. Liam Shields, I'm surprised, is still playing. I thought he'll be more reserved, but that on-field coaching role down to Clarko. Neil Bourne's always been a waiver wire pickup. He runs a lot. He gets in the midfield. Tanner Bruin, disappointing last week, but yeah,
he should be good.
Be good. And I can't say his name, but Shukowski had a few extra CBAs last week for Frio, so that's a good pickup. I like that.
Yep. Well done there. And then he actually has enough of green dots on the bench to cover every position. So, yeah. But not really a lot on the bench. Jerry Down is a good one for him that, yeah, it's going to really hurt. Hello? Uh-oh.
Still here. Yep.
Still there? Okay, good work. There we go. All right, Vipers, what's he got? Got a Brayshaw, a Ridley. Rioli's actually been was he a hold or was he a pickup? I think he was a pickup, wasn't he?
I thought he was a keeper.
Was he? I can't remember. Let me have a quick squeeze here.
Good keeper. I think it was. Good keep.
Yeah, it was a good. Well done. Well done, Vipers.
Go on, your Vipers. Good job.
Good boy.
That's off to you.
Yeah. And Tom Atkins and Charlie Constable, who's not playing this week.
He's the rookie, so 2 years for two games.
That's it. It's done well. So he's got two games out of him, and that'll probably be it then. So that's disappointing. Patrick Cripps has been pretty good for his Brownlow year. Brownlow, what do they call it? The regression year after Brownlow?
Yeah, the Brownlow hangover.
That's it. Rory Sloane, not really started the season firing on all thrusters. Jager O'Meara has one good game, one not so good game. Harry Morrison comes in for his first game. The Warpedo, he's been pretty good.
He's what he is. Yep. You wouldn't be upset with what he's putting out.
No. Dangerfield, well, flopper.
Yeah. Now, Will Centerfield. This is a draft pick.
This is a pick and a half, isn't it? Yep. So
I was very keen on Centerfield, and he didn't fall to me, unfortunately. So hats off to you, Lan. That's a nice pick.
Pick 21. Looks like a bargain now, doesn't it?
He is killing it in the midfield for Essendon.
So, well done there. Good pickup. And we now got Reece Stanley in the ruck. But isn't Segler get picked?
Reece playing? Who knows?
It's just a guide, really.
It's a guide, yeah. It's just a guide. Matter.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. You just sort of put some names on some paper and, yeah.
The other teams actually care about it, but not Geelong. But not arrogant.
No. Not tossers.
Sheets.
Logs. And then the forward line actually doesn't look half bad with it. Cogs, Dunks, Isaac Smith, And then, oh, actually, Rankin's done not too bad so far. Didn't he have a good game the first, 87 in the first round, and then back to his normal ways of 54 in the second round. So which Rankin are you going to get this week?
He does run through the midfield, so I mean, you can't go wrong with a forward that does that.
Yeah, and Stringer is back for his first game. Maybe bites into Setterfield's big-bodied midfield minutes.
I wouldn't have thought so.
So it'd be interesting to see how that happens. Matt Crouch on the bench. Ouch.
And Cochin, would you play him over any of those mids this week?
Maybe Sloan.
Depends on when he's playing.
You have to do some looping, I would have thought.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Cochin this week as an option, especially with the outs that Richmond have.
Yeah. And they got Collingwood. So, yeah. Interesting. So, having a look at the projections, it is a comfortable win to Vipers, and I can't say I disagree with that.
Yeah, no, Hat's orders are in.
So, unfortunately, DT87 might be having a bit of a long season.
As you would know.
Long seasons. Long winters. All right, up next, Dazed and Confused. Is he going to bounce back this year up against the mighty Legless?
We did think Days would bounce back. He had a great team, just unlucky with the injuries. He got the lotto pick, so that's the Ashcroft no-brainer.
Yep.
So you thought he would bounce back, but two losses on the trot, 10th place.
So let me just have a quick look here. He's actually had two losses, haven't he? Yeah. Good ladder. So interesting.
So defense, everything looks solid. So Braden Campbell will probably be a steal of the draft. That was a late pick.
And very late pick, yep.
All forgot.
Probably all forgot about that. And yeah, probably not ideal for all of us.
Heppel's a very solid defender back there if he doesn't get subbed off. Lizard Blakely and my boy Newman. That's a nice defense there.
Nice defense.
Very reliable one.
Be a bit worried. They look like they're going to be Heppel's going to be the sub most weeks by the sounds of what they were saying during the week. So
I don't want to. I love Heppel. I just don't know if he's best 22.
Yeah.
I think the game might have gone past him.
Gone past him a little bit. Yes. So interesting. All right. So
the midfield: Oliver, Merritt, and Bont.
The big three.
Imagine drafting those 4 years ago.
Yes. And still going strong.
Yeah.
How do we let him get so many?
Bont went in the 7th round. Idiots.
What were we thinking?
We are fucking idiots.
Well, you can tell it was our first keeper draft ever, can't you?
Oh, man. I can tell you I drafted Sam Walsh, and that wasn't pretty for you guys.
That's it. That was round 14?
14. Yeah.
Interesting.
So William Drew, Robum hit down last week. Just so many mouths to fill, but he's a great player.
Yeah.
Bergman, average score of 75, and Will Ashcroft.
His
season with mids are pretty scarce. That's a tasty midfield. Nank is one of the better rucks this year.
Third highest averaging ruck for the season so far.
And you might say that the forward line's a bit makeshift, but those are players that can score.
So, yeah, interesting. Well, he's got a few red dots here this week, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes when the time comes. As the Cats, they're all Sunday, so, Sunday teams.
He has a few options on the bench. You've got Tommy Hawkins that can play forward. Himmelberg forward defence, although in the tea leaves, that's a forward role, and it's not pretty.
Not pretty
Charlie
at all.
Cameron, no emergency on Charlie Cameron this week. Surely you would have had a look at him for a loop.
Might have been a bit too dazed and confused.
Yeah, just taking it a bit too easy.
Mm-hmm. And moving over to the great man Legless, what's he got here? He's got an Ed Richards 103 in the back line, so that's not too shabby. Yeah, Caleb Daniel, probably a little bit down. Actually, did he lose points after the game?
Not sure.
Right, he was 80-odd when I last looked at him. But anyway, McGrath, Boston, Bowes. That's not a bad defensive lineup. So not too shabby at all. Jack McRae, after a pretty slow start, came home like a house on fire.
Yep, good pickup in Classic for those that...
Only 15 points at a quarter time, I think it was. So basically a 95 in the last three quarters. So well done there to Legolas. So Anderson, Sidebum, who's actually been not too bad. He's been better than last year anyway. Lockie Whitfield back for him this week. James Jordan.
Bit of a waiver wire pickup today. So he was pretty impressed with that. Asking questions as to how James Jordan was still available on the FA list.
Yeah.
Well he'll find out when Melbourne play.
Yes. And then two Eagles boys to finish off. So, Sheed and Kelly. So, they've been acceptable. Is that the word we look for from a fantasy perspective?
Oh, well, preseason Sheed was the best player in the universe, but
yep.
He's fine.
Riley O'Brien, who for some I've picked up this week from a couple of Crows people, they all want him gone.
Why?
Like, oh, I've got no idea.
Replacing him?
I have no idea, but they all hate him. They want Tilthorpe or the other fella. What's the other guy's name?
Strawn.
Yeah.
Have you seen Strawn?
He's the most
unlooking AFL player I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. But for some ungodly reason, there is a massive segment of Crows supporters that actually want O'Brien out of the team and out of the AFL.
Fucking Cow supporters, eh?
Adelaide supporters, eh?
Yeah.
What do you do? So, yeah, Darcy Cameron, Shai Bolton, Ben Cunnington, Jack Zeeble, and Dane Zorko.
Oh, Darcy Cameron with the Cox out for potentially a month.
Cox out?
Yeah, Cox out. He's been withdrawn from the side this week with some medical issue.
Fair chance. Legolas will get excited and get his Cox out too.
Yeah, well, after what he scores, he probably will, yes.
Yeah.
Cunnington and Zeeble both playing... Hawks. I mean, it's the AFL version of the bye. It should be interesting.
So Zeeble, yeah, well, I hope Zeeble racks up a fair bit. Picked him up in Classic this week, so he can keep scoring some points. And he's just having a look at the bench here. So Hopper's out, Short's out, so there's a couple of big outs there. And he's got enough green dots to cover everybody.
Yep, green dots look good. Tyler Sonzi, not named...
With the outs,
is a bit disappointing. So,
thought
it was salty season.
That's it. So, having a look at the projections, they have Legolas, a comfortable winner.
Yeah, I think Legolas, McRae coming back this week would definitely help him average with that score. I think Legolas is in front so far.
Yeah, I think the forward line might be a little bit too strong, and the midfield just has that little bit more. Or depth, I think. So, yeah, I think, I don't know if it'll be as big as the projections, but I think Legolas will sneak over the line.
Yep.
All right, speaking of sneaking over the line, Stars versus Manic Monkeys.
So, Manic Monkeys, second place.
If we stop the game now, you win.
Blow the siren, mate. We are done. That's here.
It. Yep. So, having a look at Manic's back line. How do you say that name?
I can't say that.
Massimo. So, yeah, he's there. Is apart from the fact we all like yelling his name, is he actually any good? 65. That's all right, I suppose. Luke Ryan's got off to a flyer.
Yeah, but he's playing the Mighty Eagle, so let's see how he goes.
So he'll keep his 135 average.
Is the ball going to be in defence against the Eagle?
Long enough,
that's my question for you.
Well, there you go. That's it. Oh, the derbies. You throw the rule book out the window with the derbies, don't you?
Hopefully, yep.
Yeah. Heath Chapman, been a little underwhelming to start with, because everyone else has been hogging the ball down there. Tom Stewart with that uninjured leg that was out for 6 weeks.
Do you trust Tom Stewart to play?
No.
And if you don't, are you happy with a Hayden Crozier 33? The emergency.
Yuck. That's disgusting, isn't it?
And then do you rely on Chessa to beat that 33?
No, Chessa's got to get a game first, doesn't he?
He's got willpower. Oh, what's the issue there? No dramas.
Yeah, well, he's got to get a game too.
Just put Will Powell in. Yep.
Will Powell, everyone's happy.
Yep.
Well, Manic's
not, happy. Not, just not me.
Everyone about you is happy. All right, so this four midfield of Manic's, Tuk-Tuk, Crouch, Sarong.
I thought he had a heart issue.
He did. He must have got over it pretty quick. Again, those injury reports are just a guide, so, yeah.
Clickbait there.
Yep, just to get the paddles out, shock him back into life and go from there. So, Hollands, DeGoey, what did he do last week? So very DeGoey scoring 113, then a 67. Lockie Scholl was very, very good for his first game back in forever. And Blake Akers has been pretty good on the wing for the Blues.
A handy midfield, you would say.
Yep. Hollands has been a little bit down to start with, but everyone else has produced at least one good score, if not two. So not too bad. Now, hopefully Manic's been down to training this week and had a shot at J-Lo for playing Darcy Ford.
I think Darcy Ford's a great option and play Jackson in the midfield. Play him full-time ruck. That's a full-time smart ruck, play. Yeah. You don't play a guy $1 million a year.
Just hit the forward pocket.
Yeah, no, play him in the gut. So Darcy, bench maybe, even a sub. Just get him off.
Yeah. So, be interesting how that goes this week. The forward line. Well, what can we say about this forward line? Rochelle has been okay. Oh, is that better than okay with 95? You'd be happy with that for a second year player. That's bloody awesome.
That's so what? And a player so that's going to be a forward, probably his whole career.
That's it. If you got a 95 out of a second year player, what would you be happy with the first year player?
Oh, surely a 80, 70.
75, yeah, 75, 80. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So if you have got 122.5 out of a second gamer,
you'll be laughing that you picked him up as pick two.
He'd have Cox out as well, wouldn't he?
Imagine not picking Harry Schuessel as number one pick.
That's it. So the boys, some really good picks to
and start. Give him a few more weeks, he'll be a forward defender.
So he's just, stuff everywhere there. For Manic, he's just winning on every level.
Laughing.
So then there's Zach Fisher after that, but that's Hoskin Elliott and Junior Rioli sort of.
It gets a bit scratchy.
Drops away a little bit there, but the first two be good for a very long time, one would think.
Yeah, Fife and Pickett are the big outs in his forward line.
Yeah, so Pickett out is not handy, and Fife I don't know that Fife's a big out anymore, is he?
Especially on draft pick.
Mm-hmm. And Stars, your good self. What have we got in your defensive line there? Who are you happy with?
Defense is a basket case. Thank fuck Scrimshaw's back in. What a gun.
Yeah, so hopefully, so they played him on managed minutes in Box Hill for the last 2 weeks. So hopefully he's up back to full fitness and can sort of help the defense keep the ball out of those big stick things.
The rest are just scraping it in, really. Nothing to write home about. I just feel defenders you can get from the waiver wire that can give you a 60.
Get you something. So the obviously you got the best player in the league here sitting at M2 at the moment in Mason Wood.
How good has he been? I've always been a massive fan of Mason Wood. Yep. He was a great player.
He's averaging
100.
What's it, 100? So
Pivot Mark 2.
Not that many people averaging 100 at the moment, and to have him in the midfield after picking him. Yep. So not even Mills is averaging 100.
No, Mills. I should redo that order. I'll put Mason Wood up the top, ahead of Mills.
It. Yep. And then old suitcase has been left on the conveyor belt a little bit with all the new ins.
Look, the names are okay, but what they're putting out is pretty trash, unfortunately for me.
Mm. So it's pretty hard to swallow then, you reckon?
Yeah, fair call.
Yep. And then Viney, Gaff and Prestia, so yeah.
Look, maybe 4 years ago that would have been a handy midfield, but right now it's struggling.
Just struggling a little bit. But you're not struggling in the ruck. So that long hold of Tim English is really starting to pay off.
Lock and load. Like, no brainer.
no brainer. Just leave him there.
Yep,
no
please. More good luck. Good luck getting him off me. Why would I ever trade him?
That's it.
Stars for life.
That's it. And then obviously Taranto is as well. Heaney, he's a bit quiet last week, but forward for life. So they're like gold. And Pau Pepper, he's actually been pretty good. I've got him in another draft league, and he just sort of does his thing, doesn't he?
He's a gun.
Averages his 80 odds. Tackles, so,
pitches, you know, has a few ruck hitouts every now and then.
So, no, done well. And then Stengel and Hayward to the round rest out.
Make up numbers, really, aren't they?
Yeah, not ideal. But the forward line sucked for everyone, so what do you do? So, there's a smattering of green on the bench there.
First time I've had more than one emergency, which is, you know, a new thing for me this week, this season.
And Walsh could be back anywhere between next week and six months after.
Yep.
Yes. Who knows? So having a look at the projections, has a comfortable win for Stars. How comfortable are you feeling at the moment?
Oh, no, I'm never comfortable.
Never comfortable. So those projections probably don't take into account Sheezel's 400.
Someone just stands next to him. Like
someone goes near him.
If he's a defender, he has to play on a forward. Surely that forward is someone that you have to be accountable for.
You would think so. But having said that, the Hawks don't actually have a forward line, so he's probably safe this week as well.
But where's the ball going to be?
Yeah, so anyway, less said about that, the better, eh? All right, on to the next game. We have the Sloths. Let's see, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Oh, slippery gypsies, mate, come on.
Yeah, that's just not, no. I'm just going to call it slippery.
The gypsies.
Yeah, it's just not right. Against the great man, Ozzie Merker. So what have we got here to start with? What is a Merker? It's a big angry beast.
Okay, I thought it was a facial covering.
That's a burka.
Oh,
Merker might wear a burka, but...
yeah, I can see Merker in a burka. Oh, good. How much would you pay to see that?
No, I could actually, I just felt a tremor in the force there. Merker's angry.
He's pissed off at that. Oh, he's coming for us.
He will be now. So, Slip starts off with Dacos and Lloyd, which is two very good players. And then it sort of gets a little bit scarce after that. Jones, CJ hasn't had the start that he would want or Slip would want. And Nick Haynes has been... I suppose okay for a D5.
Jermaine Jones was the RFA pickup this week, and the word is that he was asking around as to who was going after him.
Right. Did anyone say yes to that?
Well, obviously no, because
it's still there.
There was talk of there's a few whispers going around. That's what my word on the street is.
Right. So are you the new pony?
That's, you know what, you know, just getting ponies here in the anti-alliance chat.
In the anti-alliance, right. Yep. So, in the midfield, Bailey Smith, from what I hear tonight, he was sort of sitting forward a fair bit.
Yeah, I didn't see much of him this game.
I don't think he had that quite. I only had a quick look when I got home on Twitter, and someone said something about very few CBAs, if any. So I didn't really take...
He wasn't really a big CBA person anyway. He just played 100% time on ground.
Yeah.
Not Bevo's throwing the magnets around and they got the win. So I don't know.
Yeah. So interesting. Petrarca, Parrish, Chera, Guthrie, Pendlebury... McNenny, he's a pretty solid.
It's a handy midfield, line. Isn't it? That's a premiership winning midfield.
Yes, well, if you listen to Slippy, he'll tell you all about it. So,
I'm enjoying the Alpha Slip this season. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yep, this is a new confident Slip who hasn't thrown in the towel before the draft's even been done.
No, I'm all for it. Alpha Slip.
So, Witz is pretty solid in the ruck. Then, what do we think of this forward line? Langford, Bailey.
Is Bailey safe to score?
Did he? I missed it, but obviously, what, he kicked a couple late or something? Or
it wasn't on very much at the start, maybe half time. So he's come
not
good.
not even much at the end, so it's only a 50.
Yeah.
Mm. So more Papley and Fritch, so not too bad. But the perpetually injured Yeo on the bench and the never to be seen again Jared Lyons on the bench.
And then the Camarena, 65, does he loop that? Probably not, but need to have that option. Just
maybe depends if he's well and truly in front or needs to take a punt.
He has it in the back pocket if he needs to.
So, yeah, not too bad. Now, the great man, Ozzie Merka, wearing his burka.
Well, we won't say Brandon Cox. We don't talk about Brandon Cox anymore on this show after round one.
Wait, run. What fucking score did he get? That's
No. We don't talk about that. Mason Redmond. They are playing St Kilda this week, which I'm hoping is just an absolute chip fest in the back line for St Kilda as they try and work out how do we actually break through this zone.
After they just park the bus there at St Kilda. Yep. Basically. Luke McDonald against Hawthorn. Dale's pretty solid.
Stephen May.
Rumoured to be a laid out.
Yeah, so hopefully he has some backup. Lucky Cowan,
that's
hopefully
huge.
Hopefully he has some other backup.
I can't see any other position starting with a D there. Though he does have Bradley Hill in the forward line. Do you have anyone in there?
Well, Aaron Norton, 74. I reckon you'll do a switcheroo there. James Harms, yeah, here we go. Put James Harms in the forward line. Move Hill back. Happy days.
Everyone's a winner. He's supposed to pick up
John Noble this week as well.
Ooh, interesting. Big trade going down. Yeah, that midfield, Treloar back from injury with a 99. Shield's been okay. Just okay, I would have thought. H, Keys, Ward, Adams, and Greenwood. It's just an average midfield, one would say. No superstars there. Just, yeah, like you said, solid potential 85s there. And the great man, Brody Grundy, solo ruck.
The ruck pig is back.
Ruck pig is back. So, and he's playing, who have they got this week?
Sydney.
Melbourne plays Sydney.
Laddams.
So he'll shit all over him. And I think he got a, last time he played Laddams, he got 147 or something. So that's so he could unleash a Merker-esque 140 on him. So interesting. So Bradley Hill, Liam Ryan, Charlie Kerno, we've still got the tall timber forward line.
The key forwards, he loves the key forwards. Can go big, cannot. It's a bit of a worry in terms of what happens there.
So it looks like he's already looping on Norton, the Fogarty. So he might need to take Fogarty off.
Is Fogarty injured?
Well, he's got a grey dot next to his name. What's a grey dot mean?
Who knows with the site.
But he's not picked anyway. Green's good. Anything else is not good. So Merka better have a look at that tomorrow when he's missing the week.
No, it doesn't matter, unfortunately, because looking at the projections and also the alpha slip.
It's just not going to make a difference, you know.
Slip can't lose.
Can't lose? All right. So unless Grundy unleashes a Merka-esque score, I tend to agree, actually. The slip might just win another one.
Yep.
All right.
Number one.
Good job, slip. All right. Last game, guys. Last game. Here we go.
Is it
Ponyfish Islanders versus my good self?
Versus the bye? No.
No,
who is the buy this year? I'm very confused.
Well, I have to get DT. I think, sorry, that's I've passed that on to DT87.
Yeah, but your last week's score wasn't great, was it?
Well, no, because every defender I had scored 40, so apart from one.
Move on. Maybe we need more sample size here.
That's it. So, anyway, Hayden Young, Kitty Coleman back from injury, Mitch McGovern, Josh Battle, and Riley Bonner.
Yeah. Coleman did as usual, looked great at the start. And then
he got off to a flyer, didn't he?
Yep.
And then just stopped hitting the ball, which is, good for me. And the rest of that defence, well, hopefully Hayden Young keeps stinking it up. Another 52 would be nice. That would be back-to-back 52s. I'd like that. And the rest are just going, aren't they? So hopefully they just don't go too well. But then you go that midfield, the great man, Rory Laird, bounced back huge after week one.
Midfield.
So he's got a Rory Laird, a Josh Kelly back from concussion, a Lachie Neale 104 locked away already. Chad Warner on the extended bench. Oh, is there any pressure there? Who knows? Probably not.
He's got a face you want to punch, doesn't he?
Who, Pony? Oh, Warner, sorry.
Chad Warner.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then Chris, Boak and Farrell. So, Boak was a sub last week.
There you go. The big end for Isaac Smith. The big trade. It.
Yes, a solid 30 so far in two games. Hmm. Hopefully he doesn't score more than that this week.
He's playing the Cow, so he should be good.
Yeah. And Kane Farrell to finish off there. The Big O got an 80, so he's not too shabby.
He's always solid.
Out there. And then in the forward line, it's a very young forward line. Luke Jackson, Connor McDonald, and then Windhager and Zerha, with just old man Hogan leading the way.
I don't mind Windhager, especially with Steele out. I think Windhager's named in the guts.
Yeah. So,
would you take a 71 from Jack Gunston?
Ahead of Zerha, who hasn't scored above that. Oh, 5 points above it last week, but interesting. And Luke Jackson, the million-dollar man.
Unfortunately, it sounds bad, but he's got too many green dots. There's no forward.
No loopable material.
Yeah, he has to drop someone.
Interesting.
He take out a Nathan O'Driscoll who he's picked up late.
Interesting stuff there. He might have to if he wants to loop. Or does he just back them in?
We'll find out what will Pony do. Yes. Who getting the
minor Saturday, before Saturday. Morning at 10:45.
All right. Look at across
the way.
Hawker. Defense, Ryan Burton.
Yes, poor old Bertie. What did he do? He tackled someone last week, didn't he, or something?
It's a big no-no.
Bad, not allowed to tackle. Well, you probably can't slam him on the head, so that's not good. Then you got my boy Will Day, and then forward Blake Hardwick. And then, thanks to Rich and Burton, it's getting a bit thin there. Bailey Scott and Zach Tui, who I think's just decided it's too old and he's not going to try until finals time.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get him off here.
We probably should. That'd be the third year in a row.
Haitley is available. So if I pick up Haitley off the FA list, I'll give him to you for Tui.
Yep.
We'll just call it even.
Call it even again. Yeah. Same trade 3 years in a row. Good work, us. Speaking of people who traded to get Tom Libero. Oh, no, didn't trade to get him. Picked him up off the scrap heap in the draft. Tom Liberatore, 119.
Yep.
Absolutely brilliant start. So,
it's like Matt Rowell. Great pick, round one.
Round one, he's back, my boy. Averaging 102 so far. Pump out another 100 this week.
Red in that photo, a bit sunburned.
It would have been, 20, 21 degrees that day. So
too much sun, too much vitamin D.
That's it. Then Seb Ross and Tom Mitchell, the old boys in the team. So hopefully with Steele out, Ross gets a bit more time in the middle. And Titch, not too shabby.
Thoughts on Tom Mitchell there, Hawker? Penny for your thoughts, mate.
Yeah, well, I said first quarter last week I was not happy, but then I think after 5 points in the first quarter came home with three lots of 30. So, the scoring power is still there in this new game plan.
Do you have regrets of the first draft pick of the inaugural season?
No, not for the great man, Tommy Mitchell. Pig.
Okay.
And the new pig, Josh Ward, on his way up. He's on the on the ascent, as Titch probably slows down just a tad. Then my boy Dill Stevens and Cam McKenzie on the field. So, and then...
It's a bit thin there, isn't it?
Can be. So I do have a few options on the bench, I think. Do I? McIntosh, maybe. He's on tomorrow night, so we'll loop him and see how he goes.
Fair enough.
And, yeah. But Dylan Stevens, a ton in the first week. Not so good. Good against the Suns. He should have been good against the Hawks, but hopefully he can go back to round one and see how we go. The ruck line, Lickabs.
Where does Blitz play? Does he play ruck with Stanley out, or does he play defense with Stewart and passes out, Henry?
Don't know. Well, the other thing is I don't know who I'm going to play in the ruck yet. I've got Blickabs, I've got Lysette, and I've got Finlayson. So,
either one of them. Like, yeah, yuck.
Yeah. So I'll pick one of them. I might even move Blix into the midfield. And, yeah, who knows? That's tomorrow's problem. And then my boy Toby Green, 104 average so far.
Errol.
Yep. And then Errol, everyone's favourite. And then Archie Perkins, again, up one week, down the next. Very down the next. That was very disappointing last week. Hopefully he's back to the first week score. Yep. But Tommy Powell, hopefully, yeah, a few less CBAs this week than last week. Just needs, hopefully, gets a few against the Hawks. And here we go. With a few, what have we got? So, yeah, Nick Larkey. Hopefully, Tools did well against the Hawks last week.
Everyone does well against the Hawks.
Yes, I know. That's why I've got North Melbourne players in my team. So, anyway, see what happens. So, yeah, so we've got a few on the bench, got a few loop options there. So, we'll see what happens.
Good options and just enough for the Pony Fish. Islanders to win.
Yeah, so projections got him winning by, what's that, 690. So unless some of my boys do really well, I might not win.
No, but hey, fantasy, who knows? It's all for the fun of the game.
Fantasy is a funny game.
Funny game. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I know. Anyway, all right, so there's the first preview of 2023 in round three. So thanks, Stars, for coming on, and we're back on.
No problem.
All right. Good luck to everyone except for Pony.
Bye.